feeling is ailment. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. government should get a substantial portion of the purchase price of TikTok if an American firm buys the app owned by China's ByteDance. Mr. Trump says this was discussed on a phone call with the Microsoft boss over the weekend. Microsoft is looking to buy TikTok. President Trump has also warned he will ban the app on the 15th of September if there is no deal. ByteDance is under pressure to sell its U.S. business after Mr. Trump threatened a crackdown on Chinese tech companies. The Trump administration has accused TikTok and others of providing data to the Chinese government, which Beijing and TikTok deny. The state-run China Daily newspaper said on Tuesday that Beijing would not accept the theft of a Chinese technology company. It also warned in an editorial that China had, quote, plenty of ways to respond if the administration carries out its planned smash and grab, end quote. Lawmakers in Nevada have agreed to send ballots to all voters in the western U.S. state for November's presidential election, a move that drew an immediate rebuke from President Donald Trump as unfair to Republicans. The legislation, which is expected to be signed by the state's Democratic governor, would make Nevada the eighth state to automatically send mail-in ballots to make it easier to vote and to avoid long lines at polling places on November 3rd in the midst of the continuing surge of the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. Trump has contended that increased mail-in voting in Nevada and elsewhere will lead to widespread election fraud. The president threatened to sue to block the change in the voting regimen in Nevada, where he lost by 27,000 votes to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016 election. Polling shows the state leaning towards the presumptive Democratic candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, over Trump in the election in 3 months. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appealed for national unity against what he called evil and dark forces. In a televised address Tuesday, the president blamed opposition groups, whom he described as terrorists working with outsiders, for destabilizing Zimbabwe's economy. The comments come days after he ordered troops to stop anti-government protests over poverty and corruption. The president also blamed economic sanctions, cyclones, drought, and most recently the deadly COVID-19 pandemic for affecting progress toward Zimbabwe's economic recovery. But experts and activists said the speech gave nothing for them to take away. This as the hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter social media trend swells over the government's alleged human rights abuses. One political activist wanted by police over planned but blocked anti-government protests told VOA that the president's speech was silent on gross human rights abuses and corruption in Zimbabwe. Upon taking power with the help of the military in 2017, the current president said he would not rule the country with an iron fist like the former president Robert Mugabe, but his critics say he seems to be sliding into the dictatorship of his predecessor. An Iranian police said Tuesday they arrested 19 people after the flag of Afghanistan's Taliban movement was waved at a gathering in Tehran Park. The incident occurred Friday in the north of the capital during the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha, Tehran's police chief told the media. He said Afghan nationals often attend such events each year. The incident occurred during a three-day ceasefire in Afghanistan between the Taliban and Afghan security forces over the Muslim festival, which ended Sunday. According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, about 3.5 million Afghans, including almost 1 million refugees, live in the Islamic Republic. Tehran has long supported its like-minded religionists in neighboring Afghanistan, the Shiite Hazara minority, who were violently persecuted by the Taliban during its rule in the 1990s. Iran worked alongside Western powers to help drive out the Taliban after the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. And Belarus leader Alexander Lukashenko on Tuesday vowed to protect his country from the opposition and Russia, which he said were coordinating violent protests ahead of presidential elections this week. The 65-year-old has ruled over the ex-Soviet country, which lies between Russia and Europe, with an authoritarian grip for 26 years and has cracked down on the country's emboldened opposition in the lead-up to this Sunday's election. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Berman, your remote.